Oh, yes, a very good morning to you. Rather afternoon, it's 17 minutes after midday right now on the beat. And welcome once again to have our final session of the program. We have about 15 minutes to wrap up this session of the traffic session, which I promised you earlier in the day. And I have my guest right away. I begin with ladies first. Good afternoon, madam. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Tell us your name, please.
Yes. My name is Ume Isise.
Ume.
Yes, I work with the transport, specifically in dispatch unit.
Yes. Ume Isise, good to have you. And I have another gentleman right here. Please, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Akram. I'm working for traffic control unit with UNMIS, transport section.
Akram, good to have you. And?
Yeah, I'm Major Gabriel Tanks. I'm from National Traffic Police.
Yes, Major Gabriel, welcome to the beat. And we're going to have a very quick session. And Akram, please let us know what is happening this week that UNMIS is having a lot of traffic personnel around. We see them moving with fancy T-shirts and talking about road safety and stuff. What's going on?
Okay, good afternoon again. Actually, the event for this year is like annual Road Safety Awareness Week. It's supposed to be like every year. Unfortunately, last year already it didn't take place last year, but this year the senior management already decided to make it like a big event. So we targeted all UNMIS staff, the various categories, and to raise the awareness, to share the experience, to be sure that already everyone is adhering to the traffic rule, UN traffic rules and regulations inside UNMIS compounds, or even the local traffic law outside compounds. Finally, as we used to mention always, that we are representing UN, so, and with due respect, all respect to the host country, so we have to obey the whole rules and regulations that we have. So our event for this year already, it was like a lot of activities. Actually, we started with like checkpoints for awareness, sensitization for all of the staff, distributing some just like giveaways, just like t-shirts, like caps, with like funny t-shirts, just like we insisted on just make it very funny this year, because you might give it to your son, you might give it to your daughter, you might just keep wearing it. You will try to wear it everywhere, just like, because it's like not like official t-shirt or something like that. And also, we decided as a team that already we need to be familiar and to be close to our stakeholders from the traffic police. So we need to familiarize our staff with the local traffic law. Because of that, already we invited our colleagues from the traffic, local traffic, national traffic police. Actually, the presentation today was very nice and was very useful, and it has a lot of benefits. Even all the UNMIS staff already in the presentation, they interacted and they asked some questions. I perceive that it was very good. It was very nice, actually.
Great, Akram. And Ume, just very quickly, as a road user or as a vehicle user or as a driver, what are your basic five first rules as you enter your vehicle?
You know, I sit with Akram here, who is always looking out for people who are not doing the right thing while driving. And I also am in charge of a lot of drivers in dispatch, of course, and I have to make sure they are doing the right thing. Like basic things like fastening your seatbelt. I came here earlier this week emphasizing things like that. It is not when somebody is watching you that you should put on your seatbelt. These are necessities for your own safety, for your own life. So with or without anybody's watching you, you have to put on your seatbelts. Now, minimize or abandon at all overspeeding. Overspeeding is a no-no. And I think UNMIS did a very good job with their vehicles with the car log. Whenever you are overspeeding, you know, they are always there to catch you.
Send
your notification and all that, And also, respect traffic rules and regulations at all costs. Like no U-turn, stuff like that. You see, you know, traffic signs, do not take this roundabout, you know, stuff like that. You should respect them. And also, you see, this is why the sensitization is really, really important, because not just me, but a lot of other people do not know these basic safety measures that are supposed to be taken. And also, always make sure you know the situation of your vehicle. like, especially we are guilty as church women. We just wake up, start the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You don't check the oil, you don't check the water. These are basic things that you should know. And during the week, Akram told us about activities that we are going on. And we have practical activities that we are very useful. These practical activities include basic things like, you know when your clutch is faulty, mm-hmm. you know when your brake is faulty. So when you have basic knowledge about all of these things, you will be able to, you know, abide by the safety.
Great. That's interesting there. Sometimes you go and you find the tires pressure not balanced and you're in trouble already. Now let's bring in Gabriel Tong. Gabriel Tong, you're welcome to Radio Mira, and it's mm-hmm. great to have you here. How is your working relationship with the UNMISS?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here today. Mm-hmm. And I can call it, it is a great day actually. Thank you. I was informed early mornings that mm-hmm. I have to make a presentation with university staff. Mostly, I think many of them are the military personnel and the police, mm-hmm. many of them. Yeah, though I saw some other staff from different departments. It's very nice to attend and to have the briefing with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, we are very good on cooperation concerning road safety complaints with UNMISS. Mm-hmm. We have been training our personnel for some years back, mm-hmm. and they are continuous doing that up to today. Mm-hmm. My being here today is because I have to share some ideas and the road of the use of road on the what? On the traffic when you are driving in the towns. Yeah. Sometimes we have our personnel on the road, and our road sometimes they are a bit hard on the way of infrastructure is not so good.
A lot of
potholes. It's causing a lot of accident when you try to dodge a pothole to move to the other side, and they will come and hit you, and then you put the blame on another. Oh, it's not me, you who do this, so and so. So that one is not easy, by the way. Mm-hmm. I highlight those things is because when the infrastructure is not so good enough, so and then it can cause, we cannot put blame on whoever is causing. It's only that when you are driving, you need to be cautious.
Very, very careful.
You need to be cautious.
Gabriel, just tell us from the local rules of the country in traffic, five basic ones.
Yeah.
Five basic ones which are very necessary.
Thank you.
You need to know.
Thank you.
As a driver.
How measures as the traffic personnel and officer to tell people whenever you want to drive a car or to use road. You know, one of the things as the traffic, we consider only the person who is driving the vehicle as a what? As the active than whoever is using road. Mm-hmm. Because when you are going to the road, make sure that you have to check your vehicle first. You have to know whom are you carrying. You have to know who are you going to meet on the road. Make sure that those who are using road, we consider them, those people are not what? They are not why enough, only you, because you are the person who is what? Who is driving vehicle. It may have some other people who have elderly people, children, mad people, so, and then maybe some who are taken this small thing called one for roads. I think you can understand. Yeah. So it's good that as a driver, you must be careful. And knowing that the vehicle whom you are driving is in a good condition. You check your vehicle before you start. You go on the roads. Yeah. Knowing that this vehicle will not cause accident when you enter into the road. Mm-hmm. Check on your what? Brake. Check on your tires and check on your indicators, and then start your vehicle before you move, and then when the engine is on and you check on your vehicle, it's okay, and then you move on the road. When you go into the road, make sure that you have to meet different people with a different character. And it's you to take care of yourself. As you know, South Sudan, our road, they don't have this so-called road lens where people may use it for what? Mm-hmm. For food when you are walking. So people are using the only road that people are driving, is even these motorists and motorcyclists, they are moving the same road. So make sure that you should be careful when you are driving. And the other measure that we are telling people, you have to use certified and to 40 kilo per hours when you are driving within the city. Mm-hmm. So unless if you are outside of the country, going outside of the city, going to the highway, you use from 60 to 80. Mm-hmm. So those are what? Those are the green lighted maximum of driving
speed. Yeah, in South Sudan, there are no traffic lights.
Yeah.
It is one of the challenging things, and very few, if not even any road signs.
Yes. So that one, it is not there. And that's the reason why you see we have the million of traffic personnel on the roads. Mm-hmm. Because whenever you are on what? Whenever you are in need of anything, and then you call one around near you. So you can go the distance without having a traffic personnel near you.
Good. Police. I'm glad you brought in the issue of a lot of police, traffic police. This traffic police
is
actually
a
nightmare. See, a lot of pedestrians or a lot of road users, by the time they get on the road, they see this white uniform, it's a nightmare.
And when you're trying to escape from one, you will find the
you will find
immediately.
Millions of them. Why? What is it? Why are they not friendly?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I cannot say that they are not friendly. They are friendly.
They are not.
They are friendly. Yeah.
As a road user, I'm a road user, but the moment I see a white uniform, that's a nightmare already.
Yes.
I know I will be asked a lot of questions. Which are not even applicable sometimes.
Yeah. You know, sometimes here in the country, mm-hmm. the people who are using roads, it's not only be you, few of the people, they gone. And the training of driving school, and then they interact with other country. Maybe you use a vehicle on the other country whereby people are using labor road, ride road, and so on. Mm-hmm. So, and then the our personnel here, we don't have road traffic, as you mentioned. Yeah, we deploy many of them. Whenever they try to instruct to tell the person, don't do this, because this one is not allowed in this country. All confront the traffic. They try even to fight them. You see some video that are
of
playing
course we've seen a lot of them, a lot of videos flying in social media.
So
the traffic police wrestling with drivers.
It's being cared to the traffic whereby because the very many people are driving now, many of them are security units. So and they are driving in non-uniform. When the traffic try to instruct them, don't do this, go like this, and then they threaten the traffic. Some of them even, they are pulling pistol. Hey, when you talk to me, I will do this. So and then they scare. So now it bring a big suspicion to all traffic that the people who are driving, they are using guns. They cannot identify who is civilian and who is not what. And who is organized forces, all the security organ. Mm-hmm. That bring my cat. As you see now, many people like to tint their vehicles, put the black tint. You don't know the reason. What is the cause? If you don't have insecurity, you don't have problem, you are not carrying something which is not good, why do you accept to...
Is it allowed for someone to tint or not to tint a vehicle?
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Internationally? Yes, not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you then allow these vehicles to be brought all the way from Japan with the... already tinted vehicles, why can't you clamp on them before even they enter to Juba
or
the country?
Thank you for your question. That one, it was banned very long ago by our director and the director of other unit, like a custom service. Even mm-hmm. I think that letter, it was circulated up to Japan. You know, these vehicle looms we bought nowadays, they were imported from different directions.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming from different companies.
But there's only one entry point.
Yeah, only one entry point. The only problem, the instruction that was given to those who are normally supposed to enforce law on those companies who are importing those black tinted glasses. But
so
they are not doing
who
that.
Is now to blame? Myself, who has bought the vehicle and it has come up to Juba, and even I've taken to traffic, it has already been everything has been processed.
Yes.
At the end of the day, by the time I'm driving it, I'm in problems. But yet you are the one who processed the documents of that vehicle.
Of course. You know the problems. The people who are very, very people who were gone under training of that, mm-hmm. and they were told to tell people not to allow this such a people, they are the people who are what? They are the people who are allow these people to come here. When you come with your own vehicles, we don't have options. When we tell you to take this vehicle back to Japan, will you?
Well, you don't really have to tell me to take the vehicle back to Japan. Uh-huh. But there should be, it's already in the country.
Yeah.
What is next?
So the next one, we tell you to change the glasses. And uh-huh. then you cannot accept unless you park this car for 1 year, 2 years. So this is hard for you. It's better that we have to accept, but we tell you our law. That's the reason why every vehicle who is having the factory tinted, mm-hmm. they got the papers.
Mm-hmm.
The people who want to...
So the only thing is to make sure that you get the documents for
document
the tint.
For the tinted.
For the tint.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is only for 3 months, again.
It's 1 year now.
It's 1 year now?
It's 1 year now.
That sounds good now.
Yeah.
See, it used to be for 3 months, and after every 3 months, you are in trouble again.
Yeah, no, it's
yes, you're listening to 101 FM, and we're having traffic personnel right here with us. Of course, the issue of traffic has been one of the big issues. A lot of accidents in town, especially. What is the plan of the traffic department to regulate raksha? Raksha is becoming a nightmare in the town, especially in the city center.
Actually, it is a big problem, brother. Let me put it like the way I understand this so-called raksha.
Uh-huh.
You know, raksha in our traffic laws, as we have an arm, I myself am in a training, I'm department of training. I do trains our personnel, we do awareness. So this so-called raksha came abruptly, and it was not even in our traffic acts,
mm-hmm.
because it came with a difference. Even IFAC, I think they can even make a different solution for the country, because they are making
definitely.
They are using meek oils.
Yes,
oils and oil and diesel,
really, yes.
and this petrol. They are making. You can see it. It is smoking. Even
see,
if you buy it,
yeah,
it is smoking. So
smoke,
that
yeah.
one can bring the what the effect on our environments. One against, you know, now the way I understand this right here, people take it as a survival, because very many people they have access to buy that one, and it is a bit served than border.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you can get one of the person may have 2 to 3. And giving to underage children. We used to arrest them. Even if you could go to our office now, you can get many of them. They were there. We are doing a daily search when we check how these people use the raksha.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot manage, because when we arrest and we release, they are going back to the same road that we are.
let me support him. Okay. I think the problem of raksha is already global problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even I had this study before. They did this study before even I joined you, and it was 2017. For the raksha, the safety measures, which is not exist at all in raksha. Even it's worse than border.
Yeah.
And also the age of the riders, or the drivers,
yeah.
It's horrible, because maybe you can find just like 10 years old, 11 years old child just riding this raksha. Okay, they are seeking for money, they are seeking to improve, they are seeking to survive. Of course, we can understand. But if you can deal with this, it's supposed to be from the government. So mm-hmm. at least, because most of the raksha, it becomes like a spare parts. And then they used to fix it inside the country.
Mm.
It's horrible, the world is
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes. So it's assembled from here.
It's like three multinational companies, two of them in India and another one just in Asia also.
Yeah.
So they used to export the spare parts, the main spare parts, and the locals, they used to just like
assemble them together
and just like that.
Yes.
So from my study which I did already, if you want to start to do this, if you start to organize and to just put a specific process, so at least you need first of all to cut the supplies of the spare parts, the main spare parts, from being imported
to the country.
And then you have to start to issue driving license or driving permit to the rickshaw just by license plate number or something, at least to know the records, at least to identify the driver. Yeah. So next time if there's committing a crime or something, he's involved in a crime, so it will be easily to identify him. This is the problem of rickshaw all over the world, that they can do anything. They can just commit a crime and then they disappear. Escape, disappear.
Yeah.
So or they can leave the rickshaw and just run away.
Just go.
So really, it's a serious problem, but not in...
Yeah. Initially, in some years back, we've been facing the same problem with this Senke, and then came in the Muasalat. Yes. Very young boys, tan boys, in this Muasalat, very young kids. But now at least, I don't know what you did about it. They are no longer there.
Yeah, you know...
What did you do about it?
No, what we did, people is now, they are in early starting. The berries machine who entered into the country first, it is Senke.
Mm-hmm.
Senke was Senke. Imported from Uganda and Congo.
And Congo.
So they came in light number. The people light and they buy because it is very fast and it cannot spoil very highly. So it is durable. So after when they see Senke, they inform this called Bajaj. Bajaj was very comfortable.
Yes,
when you are moving with a Bajaj, you can not see this...
the potholes and,
So yeah. You move comfortable like you are on the car. So they say, hey, this Senke is very stubborn. It just makes people tired. So they leave Senke now, they shift it.
That's the
reason now. The people now are using Senke now, this Toronto guy, because this machine is very, very, very strong.
It's very strong
it's running
and
very fast.
Yeah.
But you know, for Odmis, we are lucky because we have Omi and the team, because we have dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
That already they are serving us even outside the compound and inside the compound even, so we are safe.
It limits the people driving themselves.
Exactly, exactly.
Dispatch, you ferry staff,
Yes. At least. Now, talking about that safety and dispatch, we have one major problem that I think you can help us with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The borders. Our drivers are in very much conflict with the borders. You have a lot of border around. And they're not scared. They're not scared of big buses. They're not scared of any form of car. They just, sprint anyhow. Yeah. And most importantly, you see them drive these borders without helmets.
Yeah.
You barely see anyone with helmets.
Safety.
Are there laws that,
regulate
this? And then you see sometimes, I've seen three people on borders.
Yeah.
Three. I've seen a woman carry a baby and a small child in front of her with a border.
I've even seen three traffic police officers in one border, dressed in white.
Nice.
It's happened,
Thank you.
And again, also these motorbikes, they don't have side mirrors. What happened to their side mirrors?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Omar and the brother, for the question. You know, this issue of motorists, it become a big problem, actually. We understand. If I could tell you how this border becomes a major problem in the country, is because those who are using border, they are not the really border who are working for survival or for business. They are all organized forces. If you could see those people, they are from different backgrounds, from military, from different unit of the security. So when you arrest them, someone can show you ID. And you have to respect that ID from there. So they came with a different ideology. Moving on the road, the person will use his power that I'm from this certain unit. Nobody will scare me. No traffic will arrest me. And I will not comply with any rule or whoever, because I know this is my own motorcycle and I'm from this unit. Because, you know, some of the guys, one mate, is remove his uniforms, just put on his room and then pick his motorcycle, go to the road. So that person, it's not easy for him to be in a struck. You can see now our challenges when we arrest them, like this issue of helmet and the other safety measures, why don't we care two to three people on motorcycle? He said, this is for survival. I'm taking my family to hospital. I'm just reaching my family to the health facility. Has no mean. So that one has become a easy what? Is a major mobility for people, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And those security organ, you arrest him now, will come and what? With a letter from his unit. This motorcycle is for certain person, it's not for border border, it's just only for facilitation.
So and, also and the you units, get the units are also not cooperating with you?
The unit are cooperating. Even now we have MPs from military unit. They were there. Mm-hmm. For those who came, when we arrested even some of the guys, they came to Saratan House with a uniform and bringing their gun and whatever. So our director put some serious measures. He went and bring those military unit. They were together with those who will come. If you are from certain unit, and
you will find a member from a unit there.
The member from that unit is with us. We have there now in our headquarters.
So yeah, yeah, because if these other organized forces are the ones doing this, then it becomes difficult for the civilians to follow as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's the reason why currently the registration, you see, the border border is supposed to have a special number plate for border border.
Yes, for business.
We use a green one for business people. But it's not like that. You come to, you bought your motorcycle, you come, I want to register the private. And the very few followers are registered for private now, they are few followers using it for border border. When you arrest and then you bring the letter from his unit, say this border border is not, this motorcycle is not for border border.
Why are they refusing to record it on as a business entity?
Because they have to identify to be arrested all the time by the traffic. They don't know what that is.
They are dodging you again. Dodging the traffic again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, yeah. You're listening to 101 and we are talking to traffic personnel right here with us from UNMIS and from the national government as well. And we have somebody from dispatch. Now, what instructions, Umay, how do you deal with your drivers? Normal. I know it is. Drivers are also others.
Let me tell you a secret. It was a challenge, actually.
It is always a challenge. Always a challenge. But you know, when you have mechanisms in place,
yeah,
that are like monitoring mechanisms, which you know, on Miss, Alhamdulillah, mm-hmm. they're doing very well. Mm-hmm. The car log,
yeah,
the DPU. All of them are scared of that. When I tell them I am bringing Akram and his team to come here, he could see that whenever they're going, this is every day. We never get tired. Every day before they move, there is a briefing.
Yeah.
You see me standing in front of them pretending to be the traffic officer, like, you know, to make sure what happens inside there, we may not know because individuals vary. Attitudes vary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone might, you know, show a cool face when everybody is around. But when they are in town, you never know what they do. But Alhamdulillah, we have a car lock system that you track. And now I can do that. I track them. Sometimes you know where they are going, where they are currently at. Most of times when, like, unfortunately, accidents occur, we could locate them easily and then make a contact with the local authorities and the police within the UNMIS, security within UNMIS to get to them. Mm-hmm. But we always make sure we have briefing, we have piece of advice. It all boils down to professionalism.
Definitely.
It all boils down to your life that you're saving. This is always what we try to tell them. No matter how far the distance may be, your life and the people you are carrying is much more important than where you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. They always complain about that custom Shrikad road that is very busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes most of the dispatch drivers are not happy when they're sent to go and drop the national star because they need to pick them up and then need to drop them off. So we say bravo to them. They're really doing a great job, but they have a lot of challenges on the road.
Yeah.
But what pushes them, what keeps them going is the motivation that they receive. So this is what we do. We always keep talking to them. We always make sure we undergo a lot of training. You could see this week-long activities, they've been going there. Any kind of training we have, we push them to go there. We have defensive driving trainings. We have a lot of other kind of training that will enhance their ability and their capabilities.
And keep them fresh all the time.
Yes, to be able to.
Major Tong, I've realized that when it reaches Sa Arba, Sa Hamsa, there are very few traffic police on the road. When that is actually people coming back from work, Zahma Fikuluma can't be go Zaduma for traffic. How is your deployment system? How do you deploy them? In the morning there are very many. Up to 2-3 halas. Whatever gayabis.
Yeah. Actually, the question is in place. We used to deploy our force according to the location.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we divide the city into sectors. So, and you know, the city we have the national traffic and we have a state traffic.
State traffic, yeah.
Some of the area they are for the state and some of the area they are for the national traffic. We have the major roundabouts. We have these so-called mobile operations, whereas keeping checking from anywhere. You can get, they were dropped somewhere, there are very many. They work for just 1 hour to 30 minutes, then you can get them, they disappeared from that village. They were shifted to the other village. This is how they are moving. Because, you know, within the city, a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very many drivers who are misbehaving. So sometimes you can get our guy, they fall into problem, they fight them, they beaten, they knock down, they just damping there and then pass and run away. It is not easy. And that's the reason why you see they are moving very many in numbers. Because when you are alone there, you are risking your life. Yeah, it's not easy for them or for us to put two to three in one place. Only should be many. But we did a very very good deployment because we have the places. Like we had 7 days on that road going to the west side. We have this junction of Casito. We had the people there. We had there at that junction of Low Clinics. Yeah, that one, how do you call it?
That one of Wahava,
yes. And then we have there at this junction, even the military police, they are working there at this site called Veterinary Road. And then again, Fikubri Aboba. We had the people there. And those people, they deploy constantly. They were there. If they disappear, the person who is in charge must take a major punishment on that, because we assign the people. We had these people on this roundabout, like in custom, Juba University, and then Blue Hours roundabout,
yes,
and then and the bridges. Those are for national government, and we assign those people permanently. Even they can work up to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
That is instruction. If they desert, it will be our surprise, like you saw, or you you drive badly maybe on one day and you did not make any traffic, it may be your right, because sometimes they desert the places.
Yeah, we've seen this one of the major roads which is leading from Yam Hotel. It's going this way to Munuki through Equity.
Yes.
That is one of the major roads that when it reaches 5 p.m., they basically no traffic police. Yeah. And these vehicles are coming from Castrom. They are heading to Belfam. They are going to Bargazal, these heavy-duty vehicles. And it's really, really problematic. And instead of traffic police, you find soldiers.
Yeah, that Why? One that one we are given for the state.
Actually, that is the state.
And the state are doing their best, because even currently you can get the personnel out there. It's only, you know, to let someone to be in one position from the morning to evening, and you cannot substitute him with a different person. It's not easy. It's a bit hard. It's only if the management can put that on consideration in order to keep those people shining, it will be better. It may be for morning, maybe midday and evening hours.
Definitely.
It will be better. This is how we are doing it in the other side.
Akram, how often do you work with the national traffic to help them, empower them, and always try to see how they're doing their stuff and how they can be able to incorporate and work together? Because sometimes we've seen a lot of UN vehicles are being impounded on by traffic police and so on and so forth. How do you work closely, mostly, to make sure that you bridge these gaps?
Actually, thank you for the question. Actually, the sensitization, the main sensitization, just coming from our OMPOL colleagues, OMPOL component, they used to do this workshop, just like, not always, just they are doing this workshop in coordination with the SSMPs, especially the local traffic police. But for us as traffic control unit, actually I will consider one of the achievements that already I heard, like today I heard someone says the red cap group. I like it. So for us already, when you are dealing with OMS staff inside, we used to emphasize, please adhere to the speed limit, adhere to the regulations, adhere to the local traffic laws, always during our induction course, our presentation during the induction course, even during this road safety awareness week. This time already, the giveaways, it was upon just questioning, being questioned, regarding the road safety.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about the road safety? What do you have to do before operating the UN vehicle? What do you have to do while if you discover some damage in your vehicle? What you have to do if you step inside the vehicle, just like fasten your seatbelt, buckle up, or in Arabic, as we mentioned, as we agreed, that urbat hazam al aman, just adjust your seat mirror, adjust the mirror, just like azbut al mirayat, just like check the surrounding environment, just observation, al-mulahaza, anticipation, al-tanabbu' bil-ahdaas al-muhita, bil-halat al-jawa, bil-halat al-tariq. Actually, this is the main core of the defensive driving technique. Avoid being distracted.
Yes, you have to be serious about that otherwise.
So when you are dealing with this, also we are interacting with local traffic police outside, but the most important thing, our main goal is just to raise the awareness of our staff, always. So when they are interacting or when they are getting involved in accident outside, they know their rules, they know their rights, they know their liabilities, they know everything. So at least, and the most important thing that we used to emphasize, please, when you are facing a challenge outside, please behave. Remember that you are in staff, you are already reflecting the UN, so you need to be very polite and you act with the police, any police, even not the traffic police, just in a good manner and in a good way.
Great. Yes, just before we go, it's just a few minutes to close down. I just want to ask Major, give me the most important documents for a driver.
Yeah.
Locally, nationally here.
Thank you. Yeah,
what do you need? Yes.
The very document that you're supposed to care when you start your vehicle from home goings.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to have your driving license with
mm-hmm.
you. Driving license. Driving, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure your vehicle is in good prepare, is functioning all. Mm-hmm. All the spare parts, those are like the tire indicators. So those are the major issue that we can tell you against. The minor issue, like if you tinted your vehicle, so you do what, those are the things that you have to share with our traffic personnel on the road there. Make sure that
you carry your driving
license with you.
And then there is this tendency of traffic police pocketing people's driving license. They just put this document in their pocket and they disappear.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
This is a national document.
Yep.
Why do you take it home? Why are they taken home?
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me reveal this information. Actually, we did not instruct those guys to do that. Because what you have to do is only to require the driving license, check the logbook if it is valid, look at the vehicle if it was registered or it is not registered, you have to identify because there's this so-called temporary numbers.
Yes.
And that one can stay for only 1 month.
Yeah.
So if it's beyond that, you have to report where the authority concerned can give you another document or either you have to register that vehicle as a rule. So these people who are doing that, we cannot entertain that behavior because we have many challenges. People are coming and over-quarreling events to our personnel in the offices there. You know, your people.
Yes, you go to the office and the driving license is not there, the logbook is not there. And the traffic man is not there, or the lady is not there.
What I can advise is better that if someone wants to take that one, tell him, let's go to the office. If you commit any mistake, it's better that you have to handle that one in the office instead of lending. Because people are keeping their times. People are careless. They don't want events to waste their money. They say, a matter of document, just keep it. I will come, I will meet you. Give me your number. So they gave the number. If you fail to call that person or either he missed that number, you will not recover that document. Those people, they have taken documents.
But again, you should be able to advise the traffic police to take these documents to the office.
And that one we are
instead
them,
of keeping parade, them in their houses.
In our daily parade, we are telling them, my friend, the problems, traffic are millions. And as we are telling you, we have different places. We have for national and we have for the state. And you cannot bring those people at one at the same time. You give them instruction, do this, don't do this. On a daily basis, we are facing that challenges because many people are coming reporting the same issue that you are arresting. Because when you tell someone, go and arrest someone or you check this so and so is for you just to check, identify, is it this person is having a valid document? If it is valid, leave it for him, let him go. If it is not valid, let him report himself. Bring him to the office, he will require whatever he wants.
So after work, do they first go to the office or they go home and then they come back tomorrow? For example, if my shift is over, it ends at midday.
No, they are not coming back to the office.
They come in the following day.
Because the only few people are for operation, they are working daily basis. They go for work for some hours, they came back, and they go for some hours, they come back. But the rest who are assigned in their places, they stay there at evening hours, they go back home. Then they came in the morning for
Great. We wish we could have a conversation for the whole day, but unfortunately, time has caught up with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming into the beat. And finally, Akram, in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted 30 seconds. You are most welcome just to participate in the marathon today inside on Miss Tomping Compound. From 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then you are most welcome to join the traditional show and the traditional food party from 10:30 to 12:30. All on my staff, they are most welcome tomorrow. Thank you. And it will be the closing ceremony for our great Road Safety Week. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming at a very short notice. I really appreciate your time. Have a great afternoon and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. Don't do what I would not do.
Well, have a great ride.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yes, the news will be coming to you in the next few minutes. So hang around. From me on the Beat team, we are so thankful for the beautiful week. Have a great one. Until we meet again next week, masalamkum, anakuntamakum, maralakum. Bye-bye.